Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I was telling Jason that we used to have a great internet company. It was called CenturyTel. And CenturyTel was replaced with a merger of two companies, and one of them was Embark, and the other one was CenturyTel. And they changed their name with this new organization to CenturyLink. And it became the worst telecommunications company in our half of the galaxy. Well, that wasn't good enough. So CenturyLink has now become Brightspeed, which has become NoSpeed, which is the worst telecommunications company in the universe. We're down. The internet's down. And it's been real flaky for days. I mean, for hours at a time. And I just called this morning, and they have a message that says, yeah, the internet's down. And that's all. And then they hang up. So I don't think it gets any worse than that. I was paraphrasing. But so here we are, and I'm using POTS, which stands for Plain Old Telephone Service, which is the term that we used back in the 1980s in the telco industry when I was designing telecommunications networks for banks. And so we're using the landline. And the landlines are great. And you know what? Landlines are being displaced by cellular networks. So we take a telephone system that is up 99.9997% of the time, and we replace it with cell phones, which drop calls. Even if you have voice over IP, meaning voice over internet protocol, it will tell you, don't depend on this for 911 or emergency services. They're telling you that it's flaky. They're telling you that the cellular network is flaky. Don't depend on it for life-saving emergencies. But you can depend on the landlines. So here we are. We're broadcasting live, USA Prepares. I'm Vin Fennelli, broadcasting over landlines. And it's working great, except it's not the quality that we're used to. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Your voice definitely sounds different. You sound like you're talking through a big pipe of tin cans or something. Why am I not surprised at the downgrade of service? I'm not surprised at all, Vincent.
You know, Greg, there was a commercial that I was listening to when I first dialed in this morning. And it was at the top of the hour news. And, class, I just want to tell you how the news does not fact check, okay? This is proof that you cannot believe what you hear on the radio or the internet or read. So there was a news report, and I read it last night, that United Airlines has signed a contract to purchase 200. Now, I'm reading this because I'm giving you this number because in case you want to do some arithmetic for yourself, you'll need that number, 200 flying taxis. Now, these are not just little helicopters. These are electric-powered taxis that can do a vertical takeoff and fly. And the idea is to take passengers to the airport from a city. So you get in one of these little helicopters, and up you go, and then over you go, and then you land. And isn't that convenient? So for like $100, they're expecting to have passengers that they're going to hop on these little helicopters. Well, the contract is for $15 million, and they're going to get 200 of them. So I was thinking back to elementary school where I said, you know, we learned about the gazintas, and I said, so 200 gazinta, 15 million, 200 gazinta, 15 million, and you come up with 75,000. So that means that each one of these electric helicopters or electric taxis is going to cost $75,000. And that's just a little bit more than an electric car costs. Now, do you believe that? Do you believe? Actually, here's a stock tip. You should be buying these electric taxis for $75,000 a piece, maybe get a few hundred of them, and then sell them for, you know, a couple million dollars a piece when they actually are delivered. This is unbelievable. Do they think that the American people are so dumb that we don't know how to do gazintas? Greg, any comments?
Yeah, they're trying to make it sound like we're so far ahead of where we really are, and they're not. I mean, it's I almost said everything that it'll never happen. It will never happen.
Right. So, do we need electric takeoff and land? It's like half plane, half helicopter. Actually, it's really like a helicopter. And they don't have them, but they're going to be available as soon as 2026. Now, as soon as doesn't mean they're going to be delivered. It just means it could be as soon as that. It could be as soon as never, right? As soon as doesn't mean, you know, this is, you know, the date they're going to be delivered by, you know, plus or minus a month or two or six or a year or 10. Doesn't mean much at all. It just means if miracles happen by 2026.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona, if you believe that.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, I did something yesterday with our son that was near impossible, seriously. And I just want to tell the class, this is a little lesson, and let me ask you this. Have you ever welded cast iron? Because it's nearly impossible. Have you ever done that?
I actually have. I ended up getting this old 1800 stove that needed, it had a cracked door on it. Let me tell you, that was a very difficult weld, but what I did is I put a couple of torches underneath it until it was bright red. I went ahead and I welded it while it was bright red, and then I let it slowly cool.
Well, that was the lesson. And so, seriously, class, if you talk to people about welding cast iron, you will learn that, gosh, that's nearly impossible. And if you want to bring it to a welder, somebody that's, you know, pretty experienced in welding, they'll tell you, no, we don't, generally speaking, we don't do that because it doesn't work. It's really hard to weld cast iron. So cast iron is very, very strong, but very brittle. So you can crack it with a hammer. So the secret that I found to welding cast iron, let me just tell you why I'm doing this. Because I bought this hay wagon, and we're using it for the camp. But I can't move the hay wagon. We redecked it. We restored it. It's all ready to go. It's in the barn. It's ready to go except for one small problem. One of the wheel hubs, which is made out of cast iron, was cracked. So where you put the five bolts in to bolt the wheel to the wheel hub, it's cracked. So I want it to be right, and we're going to be putting about roughly 600 gallons of water on this thing. So 600 gallons times 8 pounds apiece per gallon. It's pretty heavy, plus that weight of the wagon. So it's all on these wheels, four wheels. So the wagon was built in 1941, and I tried to find a new hub or a replacement hub or an old hub. They're just not available. Nobody's got them. All the antique tractor junkyards don't have them. So I have to weld it. But it's cast iron, and no one says they all say you can't weld cast iron. Well, Greg did, and we did. So here's how you do it, just what Greg said. You heat up the material pretty hot. You slowly heat it, and cast iron can take the heat. and then you weld it when it's hot. Because if you try to weld it when it's cold, it will crack. And then you have to let it cool very slowly. So you actually have to heat it with the torch so that you're heating it less and less and less and less. So it goes from really hot to just hot and then warm and then room temperature. So you might have to let this thing cool over a period of an hour and keep it cool so it doesn't crack while it's, you have to heat it so it cools very, very slowly so it doesn't crack. And there's a welding rod that we found that works. And it's called a cast iron welding rod. And it's made by a company called KT Industries. And I talked to one of the owners of the manufacturing company because I wanted to know how to do it. I wanted to know exactly how to do this weld because I can't afford to make a mistake and break this part. So obviously we practiced on all kinds of cast iron, different alloys of cast iron, and we got it. We figured out how to do it. So today we're going to try actually welding the part. But the bottom line is we made successful welds in cast iron, and the idea is when the material is hot that you're going to weld, the cast iron is hot, you do a real short weld. So instead of drawing a long bead, you just go, and then you wait. And then you do another one. That's it. And I'm talking about with an arc welder. So we have an antique arc welder. It's made by a company called Lincoln. It's called an AC225, meaning alternating current, 225 amps. It's old-fashioned. It's old-fashioned looking. And if you buy a brand new one, it just looks like one that was built in the 1940s. It's really very, very simple. It's top of the line, American quality, best you can get. They used to be about $100. Now they're about $800. Greg, have you ever used one of those, the AC225 by Lincoln?
I absolutely have. I love the welder. I love Lincoln welders. I actually used to deliver them. They're a beautiful welder. The older the better. You know what? One thing I discovered is knowing that you can weld cast iron, you can get some fantastic deals on things that you would normally pay six times the amount for. Because they don't know what to do. They think it's gone. They think it's destroyed. It's, you know, it's cracked. So
right.
It's a wonderful...
Believe it or not, class, you could even weld the handle on a cast iron frying pan. You could even do that, which seems impossible. I mean, how could you... Iron pans are so heavy, and if the handle breaks right at the point where the handle joins the pan, if it broke there... which I've never seen happen, but I've seen people weld them there on the Internet or try to weld them, and you can do it. You can actually do it. So the bottom line is you have to heat, which is different from normal welding. You normally don't have to heat the surface that you're trying to weld, but with cast iron you do. And you have to do it very, very slowly. That's the secret. And so the welding rods, I couldn't believe what they cost. So I called the local farm supply, and I said, y'all have any... welding rods for cast iron for an arc welder? And they go, yeah. Really? Okay, how much are they? No, $8.95. I said, for how many? They said, for a pound. That is like one of the last bargains left on the planet, right, Craig? $8.95.
Yeah, absolutely. where can you find welding rods for that price?
Yeah, so that was great. I'm all excited. So it looks like we're going to have that hay wagon, and it looks beautiful. And I'll put some pictures on the website put them on Natural Farms website when we get...
You know where you can get iron, don't you?
Yeah.
Where you can get iron for free.
Yeah. Yep.
Drag a magnet out there in the sand for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people weld with gas and coat hangers. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig Lesher's with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, back to you.
You know, I need to buy myself a foosball. I need to buy myself some fire brick. That's something I haven't done, but I think it's high time to do it. I'm writing a list right now of the things I want to purchase so that I can, you know, I've got plenty of coal stored away, so I'm going to, I think I'm going to get into metalworking casting. I don't see how else I'll be able to find parts eventually other than make my own, repair my own. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I bought a lathe years ago, a vintage lathe. It's not quite an maybe it is an antique. It's made by a company called South Bend, and it's a top-quality American lathe. And you know, what's happening is people who used to be machinists at work might have bought a lathe for their own, you know, shop, their own garage, and do some hobby work on their own, maybe even build parts for neighbors, and maybe even have a side business. Well, there was this lathe that was available outside of St. Louis, and you don't find these lathes in the middle of nowhere where I live. You've got to go to a big city, and that's where you'll find them. And I think what happens is the people pass away, and the family says, oh, what are we going to do with that? Get rid of that junk. And so they sold me this lathe that has an electric motor. And, class, a lathe is probably one of the most useful tools that you could ever have. you know, it's way more sophisticated than a hammer or a saw, but a lathe is the only machine that I know of that can make another lathe. So, I mean, you can make a gun barrel with a lathe. You can make gears. You can make axles. You can make a lot of parts with a lathe that you just flat out can't make with other machines. Now, of course, it sure would be nice to have a programmable screen and draw a picture and tell the lathe through servos and actuators, you know, make this part. Mine doesn't do that. Mine, you actually have to turn dials and wheels and move levers and, you know, those kinds of things. You've got to do it manually. But it sure is a darn good, high-quality American product that I don't think we flat-out make anymore. But the precision, the fit, the finish, I mean, this thing has the quality of a Singer sewing machine. You know, if you looked at a Singer sewing machine from, let's say, the 1920s, the 1930s, they were beautifully appointed, the fit, the finish, the craftsmanship, the durability, the longevity, the mechanical engineering was just first class. Well, we used to make stuff like that. We used to make machines like that, and that's what this lathe is. So you might want to, you know, see if you can figure out, is it something that you want to get involved in? Now, it's not easy, you know, learning how to operate a lathe and metalworking, and you'll need some micrometers and dial calipers and, you know, inside measuring devices, outside measuring devices. You need to know about thread pitch. You know, a lot of things to learn about, and it takes a long time to learn these things. But, you know, we're going to have different time allocations as I see it in the future. People, you'll be relieved from paying taxes in the way you're doing it right now. Because as everything falls apart, the government isn't going to be able to keep track of everything. So, you know, if the grid goes down, how are you going to use your computer to figure out what your taxes are? How are people going to sell you things with their electronic cash register? So life is going to change. We're going to go back to more and more and more simple. So you might have some time to operate a lathe if you can figure out how to get that shaft to spin. Meaning,
yeah, let me tell you, I've got a friend, and it was a hobby of his to go down to this, used to be called Swenson's Metal Salvage Yard. And he would go down there every weekend and purchase things. One of the things that was really nice about this is that there was a military base that would bring over their... brought over a submarine lathe, a lathe out of a submarine, done for scrap metal. Of course, he purchased it for the price of the metal, for the weight. He now has it operating in his basement. Just fantastic. I've seen him making airplane parts on this lathe of his.
I've got some comments when we come back about that. Greg Rush is with us, realwaterindependence.com.
You're on a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Queen has died. Long live the King. King Charles III will address a mourning world today from England. With America no longer able to help Europe combat its energy crisis due to Russia's shutting down of a major pipeline and President Biden's extreme regulations on the gas and oil industries in the United States, European energy ministers are meeting today in Brussels. Diplomats said the countries are keen on the idea of imposing a cap on the revenue earned by nuclear, renewable, and other non-gas producers of electricity. A Democrat politician is being held without bail after being accused of murdering a journalist but exposed his illegal activities. The Democrat is Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis out in Nevada. Police say DNA at the home where Jeff Germain was murdered matched that of the politician. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
What's next on the blackboard?
Well, I did some more research on those PPC 220, that in other words, 12 volts to 220 ceramic heaters. And what I found out from a friend of mine who was running a survival website selling survival items, since he's been selling them for years, they are efficient and they are effective, and they're probably one of the best things that you can have in times like this, for cooking, for heating, boiling water, whatever you need, because all you really need is a couple of 100 watts on a solar panel, maybe a battery or two so you can use it at nighttime when the sun's gone down, and a charge controller. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Well, Greg, I have not experimented with one, but for heating small amounts of water, you know, it makes sense in terms of how much current they would use. I don't know. It seems
that's fixed, by the way. I found out that it's a fixed amount.
Mm-hmm.
So you calculate how much you need to heat up by how many, you know. It pretty much is, once you get it all set up, it's free heat.
If you have solar, right?
Yeah, that's right. If you have solar, and right now, you can purchase a 300-watt solar panel for $150.
Wow.
We wouldn't be all over that.
Yeah. Well, that's what we have. Ours are 280, but that's pretty close. And they just seem to be working. You know, I just went, during the commercial break, I went out to check the meter. I went right to the charge controllers themselves to see. And the charge controller sits between the solar panel and the inverter. Well, actually, between the solar panel and the battery, the battery bank. And we've doubled our battery capacity. I bought some used nickel iron batteries from a guy who split a lot of 80 cells. So he decided he wanted lithium, and he really didn't want the nickel iron anymore. So we split this lot of 80. So he got 40, I got 40, and he decided he was going to buy a different battery technology. So I was able to buy the other half of the original shipment that came directly from China, because we don't make these anymore. We invented them. Thomas Alva Edison invented the nickel iron battery, or his team did, but I think we stopped making it around in the 1970s. So the Chinese picked up where we dropped the ball. And so if you want nickel iron batteries, you're going to have to get them from China. Well, we have 80 of them now, and each one of them is 500 ampere hours at 1.2 volts. So I have two strings, 40 of them in series, which is 40 times 1.2 volts. That equals 48 volts. And so we added the second string, and it took us days in order to assemble everything we do is prototyping here. So prototyping takes the longest compared to, once you figure it out, it's easy to make the second one. But making the first one is always really difficult, whatever it is. Whatever you're making, the first one takes a lot longer than the second one. And the third one takes less time than the second one. So we got this done, and they're charging. I went out to see the charge controller to see exactly how much current is being delivered right now at like 9:30 in the morning. Unbelievable. We are generating almost 4,000 watts at 9:30 in the morning. And that's because I was able to turn the charge controllers onto full power. I had them set at 55%, so I was wasting 45% of the current developed by the solar panels because the charge controllers would kill the batteries by overcharging them with too much current. Now it's working the way it's supposed to. I can use full amperage going into the batteries, and it's great. It's working. So bottom line is, solar, I think, is a great way to go when the sun is shining. But when the sun doesn't shine, we've got nothing. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, and that's why I always suggest a bank at least twice to three times the size that you would normally want. Because it's just like, you know, just like the old adage of I've got it in the bank, it's there to use. Before we run out of time, if you had about 20 days to prepare to get whatever you need to survive for the next 7 years, now's the time to do it. I think it's time to start thinking that way. With a story that we broke here on USA Prepares, which I found out speaking with other talk show hosts who don't mind talking about conspiracy theories, they will not touch that story of the Vatican, recalling all, you know, all of its assets, liquid assets, to the Vatican Bank by the 30th of September. Nobody will touch that story. And frankly, it kind of chills me because it obviously it's got some teeth. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Well, I've been trying to do some research. I did find some of what you're saying, and it's there. It's frightening, of course, because we don't know. We don't know what else is happening, but it looks like gold is being withdrawn. Physical gold is being withdrawn from the United States vaults. I don't know the whole story, Greg. I really don't.
I don't either, but nobody wants to touch that particular story right now. Maybe they've been told that they better not, or else. I don't know. But what I'm saying is we've got a date that, I don't recommend deathbed repentance, but people, you got to get your acts together pretty quick. You've got to start thinking. The reason I was talking about those PTC ceramic heaters and how to cook with them is because I remember a little scene from Cinderella Man, the fighter, back in the Depression, and watching his wife go out there and bust some lattice off of a sign, a billboard, so that she could go in and cook. Folks, that Depression is going to be nothing compared to what we're going to go through. Prepare now. Do everything you can. If you've got some funds to do it, get out there and get it done. Get out. We're running out of time. There's major things, major events that are happening right now. And, you know, almost on a daily basis, I'm seeing the sun acting up from these sites, from NASA and other sites that, you know, there was a sunspot that exploded the other day. There's all the signs are there that we're supposed to be looking for the last days. And I suggest people get prepared, get your water situation prepared. If you don't have water, if you've got any kind of a source of water, whether it's a creek, a pond, or whatever, you can make it work with the technology that we've discovered. Get on it now. Get it done now. If you need plexiglass to build your solar steel, go out and get it. Get a sheet. You know, even if you don't have the time to do it now, get the materials that you need to provide the water that you're going to need to drink. You're going to need to water your plants. You're going to need to clean your clothes, to stay healthy. You know, the basic elements of this solar steel of mine that I've designed are one 4x8 sheet of plexiglass, a box and a half of 6 foot long Lexan tubes, a stainless steel tray, solar panel, and those PTC heaters. That's really not that expensive to put something together that will do the same thing an RO system will do without filtration, without fuel, with just the sun. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Well, that's exactly what we're doing. We are preparing at a feverish rate, no question about it. We're getting all the supplies that we can, and it's getting really hard to do that. Just let me give you a quick example. Yes, we're doing the kind of things that Greg's talking about. We're working on a greenhouse. It's not all that easy. None of these things are easy, especially if you're prototyping. And my problem is I am not willing to do it half-baked. It's got to be the best design. It's got to be the best I can do it, or I'm not going to do it. And that's a problem. I've been criticized by dear friend Kyle. Says, hey, Vinny, come on. I'm paraphrasing. He says, you don't have to get it perfect. Well, I can't get past that. It has to be perfect for me. So it takes longer because I want it perfect. Just kind of like this welding, this cast iron. I was not willing to accept that it can't be done. I was not willing to accept that. So necessity is the mother of invention. So here's the thing. my current situation is the internet's down, and we have become dependent, totally dependent on the internet. For example, we have given up, not we, meaning not the Finelli family, but people in general have given up on books. Heck, why do you need the books? They take up room. You can just go to Google and you can look it up, okay? You can look up phone numbers. You can look up diagrams. You can look up how to do things. You can look up the news until the internet's not down. And when the internet's down, you've lost your phone book, because where do you get a phone book today? Where do you get somebody's phone number today? Me, I've got a Rolodex, and you know, I write these things down, so I'm not dependent on the internet for phone numbers. But I am dependent on the internet for phone numbers of companies that I haven't called before. So I'm doing everything I can to have lists, written down things, supplies, materials, and my biggest concern right now is water and food. That's my biggest concern. And after that is shelter. And after that's what you need to work on. And here's an example. We had an instructor. You haven't heard him on the air for years, but he is an insurance adjuster. He is a for-hire insurance adjuster. So he gets a call, hey, we had this big storm, and can you all go out to New York City? And he lives in Missouri, and he's got a farm. And Linus Ertley is his name. He went out to New York City, and he was adjusting, and he said, hey, Vinny, he said this publicly. He said, Vinny, I was out there in New York City, and do you know that the houses are really close together there? As a matter of fact, Vinny, they are so close together that you can touch two of them at one time. You can stand between them and touch both of them at one time. That's how close together they are. And he'd never seen that before. Well, imagine even more population density than that, meaning stacking people upward vertically. What happens when there's no water? They're toast. They're absolutely toast. So he told us in class that people were burning their furniture, which is what you're talking about, burning their furniture to prevent freezing to death in the cold because the electricity was out, everything was shut down.
Yeah.
That's in the United States. That was just years ago.
Look at those buildings, those tall buildings that people are living in. I went to China. I went through China one time, and I laid over.
With hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg Lesher's with us, RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, I just wanted to go back for just a second and put an exclamation point on something you're saying. You're talking about a friend who bought a lathe that was on a submarine, military surplus, and has bought it for scrap. But the reason that a submarine has a lathe is because if they have a problem and they need to make a part, they just can't, or get a part, they just can't pull over and get one. They're out in the middle of the water somewhere. So they've got to make their own, and they have machinists on board on a submarine who know how to use a lathe and who know how to make parts. So if they break a piston or a valve or a push rod or a shaft, or if they need a specific bolt, they can make it right there on a submarine with their lathe. Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. That's about being prepared for anything. But anyway, back to I was in China for a layover for a flight, and I had to get, you know, find a hotel. And anyway, I noticed one thing: these people build up because there is no land left. And when you can go in between a building and reach from one to the side to the other, I want you to think of the fire they had in San Francisco after the big earthquake, in Chicago. When one building would ignite, the next would ignite the other, and it would just go on burning and burning and burning, and they just didn't have the equipment to put these fires out. And I want you to think of those types of things as giant coffins. Look at them as giant. You're sleeping in a giant coffin. Get out of Dodge. Get out of Dodge now. What's coming? You know, where the earth will shake to and fro, that a man can't even stand up. Are those the places you really want to be? I would say no. Get prepared. Get out of Dodge. That's the most advice I can give right now for people living in that situation right now, is to get out. Get out now. You have to find a new place to live, work on a farm, do whatever you can. Just get out of there. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Well, I've got an exclamation point. Happened yesterday. I was all excited about working on the campsite, and so our son came back and he said, hey, Dad, look at this. Right after the broadcast, he came into the studio. He said, look at this. And I knew it was really important. He had a picture of the end of our driveway. Our driveway is 1,300 feet long. He had a picture of the end of our driveway, and there's a huge fire. I mean huge. Our neighbor had somebody come in with a bulldozer a couple years ago and push over a bunch of trees. I'm talking about 75 to 100-year-old trees. There was a pile of these trees that had dried out that was 30 feet in diameter, maybe 40 feet in diameter. I'm talking about 30 feet would be two pickup trucks, bumper to bumper, end to end, okay? That's roughly 30 feet. 15 feet high, taller than a pickup truck if you stood it on its rear bumper, right? And he set it on fire. This blaze, the flames were probably 40 feet tall. And I'm thinking, really? This guy's got to do this? He doesn't call us and say, hey, Vinny, I just want to let you know, I'm going to set my front field on fire, and it's just 100 feet from your driveway. And so be on the lookout and be prepared to put it out in case I set your farm on fire. Didn't even have the decency to do that. He just lit this thing up. So our son showed us, and I said, all right, well, let's get the backhoe and get in position. Let's take the front spears off our other tractor, our four-wheel drive tractor, put the front bucket on there, and let's get everything in position in case we have to put the fire out that this guy is sending over to our farm. Absolutely, totally disrupted everything we're doing. Couldn't get to what I really wanted to do because we had to make sure he wasn't going to set our farm on fire. So there are people do stupid things, and I don't care if he's listening or not. I don't care if this drives a permanent wedge between us and them. That's crazy. And class, there's only one time to burn at a farm, and you have to have a couple conditions met. One, the ground has to be absolutely wet. Number two, there has to be nothing near that that's combustible. Number three, you only do it just as the sun has started to go down. And the reason for that is that when the sun sets, moisture appears on the ground. Have you ever noticed that? Moisture appears on the ground. That's the only time that's safe. So you don't do it at night because you can't see what you're doing. You do it just as the sun's going down because the moisture is going to increase as it gets dark. Greg, any comments about that?
You bet. How many BTUs were just wasted right there?
He burned recklessly, carelessly, enough wood to heat our house for probably 2 years. Maybe three, maybe four.
Unbelievable. I have one word, idiot.
Well, that was the word I was going to use. And that is the word I used yesterday with our son. Absolutely. I can't believe
idiot.
It. People just flat out don't think. They don't think.
No. He could have put a little sign on there that said firewood for sale.
Or
come get it. At
yeah,
special price.
Cut it. And you know, $20 a pickup load, and people would be there. Greg, thanks so much for being with us today. See you next week.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.